We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick. His fifth of the year, 37th of his career, the 6.936 seconds pass at 191.76 from last night earned him that. He will face John Hall tomorrow in the first round. Eddie, did you think the conditions were going to go, anybody was going to go a little bit lower today? Or what did you think was going to happen this afternoon?
Well, I said last night I wasn't sure if that was going to hold or stay low, but fortunate for me, it did. You know, we had a little bit, I would say, probably a little hotter today, a little bit more of a crosswind, headwind going on, so made it a little more challenging to get down the drag strip. But I made two good, clean runs. I'm happy with the way my bike's performing. I just need to go out there, stay focused, and as they say, race, win lights. That's what gets you points. So that's all that I'm concerned about right now at this point.
Championship scenario, obviously. You had a chance to almost race Ellie or Jerry in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I saw the way that the ladder was shaking out last run before session four, obviously it changed around a lot in session four. So, you know, right now, all I'm concerned about is making good, clean laps down the track. It doesn't matter who my opponent is in the other lane. I try not to really get involved with that, because really, you just need to go out there and do your job. If I have a good motorcycle under me and I do my job, I'll get round wins, whether it's Jerry, Ellie, or whoever it might be in the other lane. Obviously, I'd love for somebody else to take him out before I got to get there. But, you know, I think the way anything has to shake out, you kind of got to do it yourself. You know, let the path fall as the direction it may, and work towards it. So I'm just going to stay focused and, like I said, look for round wins, because I know if I can just continue and stay in those later rounds, it's going to make it much harder on the others fighting for it.
You had two almost identical runs today. Do you guys feel like you have the, you know, the window narrowed to where you want it to be right now?
Yeah, I had two really good runs. I think we're giving it up a little bit down low in the 60-foot. My bike's, it's leaving really well. It's staying under control. We are going to probably make a couple changes going into tomorrow that should make it a little better, because now's your opportunity. You need to go out there and make really good runs. But the difference is we start racing in the middle part of the day, where here we're racing, you know, at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, which are potentially later rounds. So it's going to be a little bit of a chess match, I think, on how hard you run your motorcycle early on a track as it gets, you know, a little worse or a little greasy. So we're gonna go back, definitely look at the data. We think we see where we can improve, so we're gonna go after it a little bit, definitely first round. So we'll see how it all works out.
With the win tomorrow, you could pass Angel for the win of the year, both at 42. Any thoughts on that?
It's awesome. You know, it's honestly, when I started this deal in 2007, I wanted to get one win. Little did I know I was going to get even a championship before I got that one win. So here I am, three championships later, and, you know, 42 wins, 10 years into my career. And, I mean, it's staggering when you look at that. I love to say that stat now. It makes me smile, because now I finally have wins. You know, before in 08, when I didn't have any wins, it was like, oh, man, when am I going to get this? So for me, it's obviously, it's an awesome deal. Anytime you're up there in that territory where you're, you know, the leaders, looking at Dave Schultz, Andrew, my teammate, Angel, and everybody else, I mean, it's an awesome deal. And, yeah, I'd want to separate myself. Still got two more to go for this year. So hopefully I can maybe grab one or two of them.
Perfect.
Great. When did you feel that you really started turning that bike around? Because when you first got into it, there were struggles.
Well, anytime you develop a new chassis or try and run something new, you're going to have growing pains. The story that I tell to everybody is, eventually you got to have plan A and plan B.
Yes.
And plan A for us this year was debut new motorcycles, go out there and run them. Well, they weren't running so hot. We struggled in the middle part of the year, so the analogy that I use is, there's a stop sign eventually, and, you know, you got to know where it is. And it hit us right in the face as we got to Indy. So it was stop what you're doing, go back to what works. And we basically rebodied our old chassis, got our old motorcycles out with the new bodywork on it, and we haven't looked back yet. So I've had a great motorcycle rolling from Indy on, and that's the bike that I started out the beginning of the year that I went to a couple final rounds in a row with. So I'd say we definitely changed our whole mentality and the way that we did things going into Indy, because we knew it was crunch time. And the way that the NHRA Mellow Yellow Point Series is, you kind of have that opportunity through the middle part of the season once you know you're going to qualify for the countdown. So I was fortunate enough to stay high enough in the points, and we experimented a little and we learned. We're gonna try to continue to better our equipment and learn and test new stuff. Just after national events, that's what we need to do. So we're here to focus and win a race. You know, that's as far as we're looking is tomorrow. Doesn't matter what's happening in 2 weeks; it's tomorrow.
Yeah. I closed it.
Great.
Thanks, guys.